an Olympic sweep. Friday just won straight golds for awesome. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching our Friday show. We have different views today from different locations in a standoff over Ukraine. For weeks, the world's been wondering if Russia is planning to invade this country. Russia has built up a huge military force surrounding Ukraine, 100,000 troops or more, according to U.S. estimates. Russia borders Ukraine, and it hopes to limit Western influence in that country. As part of that, Russia wants a promise that Ukraine won't ever join NATO, an alliance of European and North American countries. But NATO won't promise that, and Ukraine's government wants to become a member of NATO. So that's a major sticking point in the geopolitical tensions hovering over this country. As of Thursday evening, there was a lot of back and forth about what was going to happen there. Was Russia on the brink of an invasion? Or was the country just hoping the appearance of one would pressure NATO to make political changes? Some experts have suggested that. But here's what U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday.
Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine. My sense this will happen within the next several days.
The U.S. government also says Russia might be preparing to fake a reason to invade, like it might make up news of a terrorist bombing inside Russia to justify its plans to attack Ukraine. Russia has repeatedly said it has no plans to invade Ukraine. It says claims that it is are baseless and rooted in hysteria incited by the United States. Russia also says it's reduced the number of its troops near Ukraine's border, but American officials say Russia has actually added troops near that border. It's hard to tell exactly what's going on there.
A very public display. Russia's Ministry of Defense posting video of armor leaving Crimea across the Kerch Strait, and it says, returning to their home bases. Their participation in exercise said to be over. A few hours later, another convoy of fuel trucks filmed getting ready to leave Crimea as well, and then filmed on that same bridge, also heading east. All part of a choreographed effort by the Kremlin in the ongoing information war over its intentions in Ukraine. Russian diplomats across Europe scoff at Western claims that an attack is imminent. But both U.S. officials and NATO officials, including the Secretary General, say, in fact, Russian troop numbers are continuing to rise.
So just that we see movement of forces or battle tanks doesn't confirm a real withdrawal. It has been a bit up and down, back and forth all the way, but the trend of the last weeks and months has been a steady increase in the Russian capabilities close to Ukraine's borders.
This is one of the videos issued Tuesday by Russia's defense ministry on units beginning, it claims, to go home. Followed up on Wednesday with more footage of the tanks loading onto trains, destination unknown. Back in Crimea, the much-advertised pullout involves units whose bases are, in any case, around Russian cities still, close to Ukraine. Analysts say it will take at least several days to establish whether there is a true drawdown of Russian forces from positions around Ukraine. For now, the picture remains mixed. There is plenty of Russian armor and air power still within just a few miles of the Ukrainian border. This, according to social media videos uploaded in the past day. Satellite images from earlier this week show fighter bombers and helicopters arriving at air bases close to Ukraine. The joint exercises in Belarus continue as well, though the Belarus defense minister insists every piece of Russian equipment will leave when those exercises are over. All the while, a very public war of words continues over Ukraine's aspirations to join NATO, over the fate of the breakaway eastern regions of Ukraine, and over Russia's demands for cast-iron security guarantees. President Putin and Russian officials repeat that Ukraine's desire to join NATO must be off the table. That, however, is a non-starter for the U.S. So far, the path to diplomacy and much of the weaponry seem frozen in place.
American officials say, in a way, they'll be relieved if they're wrong, that while U.S. intelligence indicates Russia's about to invade, some critics have questioned that intelligence, and the American government says it would ultimately be a good thing if Russia changes course and pulls back from Ukraine. The United States and its NATO allies have threatened severe economic punishments if Russia invades, and as you're about to see, more U.S. troops and military equipment have arrived in Eastern Europe. President Biden has repeatedly said that U.S. troops will not fight in Ukraine, that they won't battle Russian forces on the ground there. But several of the countries that border Ukraine are members of NATO, so the American presence in the region is meant to send a message to Russia and to reassure NATO countries that America has their back.
They don't really want you to see this, but it's hard to hide. These are US troops landing near the Polish border with Ukraine. High-end Black Hawks, C-17 cargo planes, dozens in the past days. Media haven't been given official access, but they're pretty hard to miss. Trucks, pallets, signs, these 82nd Airborne from Fort Bragg are not here, an hour's drive from Ukraine, just overnight. They even came this day with a Cessna light aircraft, which seems to be innocently carrying top brass who get onto a nearby helicopter. Moscow may point to these scenes as NATO massing troops on Ukraine's border, but these are here with the approval of Poland, a NATO member.
In a standoff that's all about messaging, these American troops are about ensuring US allies feel their presence.
The unit we saw decamped to a nearby conference centre. They're here just in case, to help stranded Americans in Ukraine if the need arises. These sort of movements in NATO war games and drills have been practiced for years. They don't really want us to see this, the larger base where they are.
Are the Americans over here? This is their main base, yes?
We can't talk about it.
I understand. So. Can we talk to somebody about this, or...?
No.
They walk right by us.
Come on, don't be afraid. It's all right.
And the size of the operation, these are a lot of tents over a wide area, is both what you might expect to support that many soldiers, but also something that is almost definitely not for show and betrays a lot of readiness, even if you hope they all stay bored and cold under canvas in the weeks ahead.
10-second trivia. Which of these world capitals is located the farthest north? Ottawa, Moscow, Stockholm, or Oslo? The Norwegian capital of Oslo is just a bit farther north than Stockholm, Sweden. Lost and found at sea. Students at New Hampshire's Rye Junior High School launched a mini-boat in October of 2020. It had leaves, quarters, and a face mask inside, kind of like a 21st century message in a bottle. The school followed it through GPS until the tracker apparently gave out last fall. But then, in late January, a ping! The boat indicated it was on an island in Norway. A sixth grader there helped retrieve the damaged vessel, and now two schools are connected through a boat's transatlantic trip. It's a keely good outcome, considering in mast cases, a vessel with missing ports faces an uphill battle when weather warnings are stern, sails hit the deck, waves and skies boom, all rope is lost. If it's not trans something, it's a rudder, which is why people wave around that phrase, whatever floats your boat. I'm Coral Azus. Today's shout-out takes us to Wellington, Florida. It is great to see the students of Palm Beach Central High School watching. Thank you for doing that. We will be off the air Monday for the President's Day holiday, so we hope to see you right back here on the 22nd for more CNN